It's Monday, September 5th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Of the 10,801 Syrian refugees that the Obama administration has resettled, only 56 are Christians, or 0.5%, reports Fox News. The numbers are disproportionate to the Christian population in Syria, estimated last year by the U.S. government to make up roughly 10% of the population. The Islamic State has targeted Christians in Syria. At least two-thirds of the Christians there have been killed or exiled in the recent war. According to Christian pollster George Barna, 1 in 3 American millennials believe that the Bible is not divinely inspired, and only 16% of millennials would say that the Bible is the actual Word of God. That's why Wycliffe Bible Translators has launched the hashtag WhyBible campaign to demonstrate the relevance of the Bible to modern life. The WhyBible website offers free resources to help people re-engage with the Bible or engage with it for the first time. Check it out at wycliffe.org, W-Y-C-L-I-F-F-E, wycliffe.org/WhyBible. 2 Timothy 3:16 declares, "All Scripture is God-breathed." An Anglican diocese in Ghana, Africa, has launched a campaign to fight child trafficking, reports Christian Today. The 5-year goal is to build a new shelter for children rescued from the human trafficking industry. According to the Trafficking in Persons report, quote, "Ghanaian boys and girls are subjected to forced labor within the country, and some are subjected to prostitution within Ghana," unquote. The potential of nuclear war is back on the table, according to several UK media sources. Russia is building dozens more underground bunkers in and around Moscow, including a large-scale bunker in the Urals. Also, the Russians have designed a new missile capable of penetrating NATO's defenses. The missile, dubbed Satan II, can travel as fast as 18,000 miles per hour, and a single payload can destroy 10 major cities, with 700 times the destructive capacity of the bomb that dropped on Hiroshima. Reports indicate the new missile will be tested throughout the remainder of this year. But we remember what Jesus said, "Do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Matthew 10:28. The Swiss fear that the European Union effort to tighten gun control could disarm law-abiding citizens, reports Reuters. Even though Switzerland is not a member of the European Union, it would be obliged to implement gun control measures under cross-border agreements. Switzerland has one of the highest rates of private gun ownership in Europe, with nearly 48% of households owning a gun. 68% of church-going men view pornography on a regular basis, according to Barna. Christian apologist Josh McDowell, who commissioned the research, revealed that, quote, "Of Christian young adults 18 to 24 years old, 76% actively seek out porn," unquote. And porn is now not just a male issue. 33% of females aged 13 to 24 use porn regularly. The Worldview spoke with Josh McDowell about the porn epidemic.
The first thing we have to do is work with our leaders. We won't accomplish much when our denominational leaders, our pastors, our Christian leaders, are so involved in pornography themselves. Until we challenge our leaders to solve the problem in their own lives and in their churches and denominations because of their leadership, I don't care what you do, nothing would happen.
Proverbs 7:21-23 warns, "With persuasive words, the adulterous woman led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once he followed her, like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life." On Saturday night, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump gave a 20-minute speech in a black church in Detroit, Michigan, saying they are, quote, "God's greatest gift to our nation," unquote.
America has been lifted out of many of its most difficult hours through the miracle of faith. Now, in these hard times for our country, let us turn again to our Christian heritage to lift up the soul of our nation.
And the Richmond Times-Dispatch editorial board in Virginia has endorsed Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson for U.S. president. Johnson supports abortion, homosexual marriage, open borders, and he opposes the death penalty. Tropical Storm Hermine isn't quite done yet. She's expected to bring bad weather to Rhode Island and Delaware today. Forecasters are looking at the storm gaining a little strength, with winds up to 75 miles per hour. Watch out! Honeybees are everywhere! At least along Interstate 435 north of Kansas City, Missouri. A truck loaded with 408 hives carrying 25,000 bees apiece crashed. If you're good at math, that's 10 million honeybees. While an unknown number escaped the overturned truck, the Kansas City Star's abuzz with a report that Midwest bee removal transferred the remaining bees to another truck. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.